From the GPB newsroom, I'm Emily Jones. Voting for the primary election will look different today as people head to the polls. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on what to expect.
More than 1.2 million Georgians voted early and absentee so far, a record for Georgia primaries. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says those who vote on Tuesday should still expect to wait.
But given the constraints of COVID, there will be realities we will have to be facing. There will be lines. This is a new voting system. There will be a learning curve for both election workers and for voters. All of this will take time.
Social distancing means voters will also be more spread out in line, and there will be fewer voting machines at each polling place. Even a small handful of voters could equal a longer wait, so be sure to leave plenty of time if you choose to vote in person. Polls are scheduled to close at 7 p.m. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Two police officers who were fired after video showed them using stun guns on a couple of college students during a large protest in Atlanta are suing to get their jobs back. An attorney for Mark Gardner and Ivory Streeter filed a lawsuit yesterday against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and Police Chief Erica Shields. The suit says the officers were fired without due process. Bottoms previously said she and Shields reviewed body camera footage from the May 30th traffic stop. She said they decided to immediately fire the officers. For more Georgia news, go to gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at gpbnews. In today's forecast, we're in for a rainy day across Georgia with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day, and it'll be hot. Temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s across the state.